the Bible is true, there are going to be some who will not hear it. There are going to be some who will fall away. There are going to be some who will try to cause havoc and cause problems and stir up division. It's always been that way. But there's going to be some people in a remnant that are going to make it. Hallelujah. And I want to be part of that group. I want to be part of that group. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let us stand together. I want to read a little of a conversation that Jesus had with some people in the book of Matthew. Amen. He was with his disciples. He had been teaching them for a while. They had left all to follow him. And they didn't always understand what they were being taught, but there was something about Jesus that made them willing to follow and trust. And so as they were listening to his teaching and walking with him, amen, he started asking some questions to them. And listen, if Jesus ever asks you a question, it's not because he wants to know an answer. It's not because he doesn't know the answer.
Come on.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he will ask you things so that you can find the answer. So that you can come to know who it is that talks with you. He knew where Adam was when he said, "Adam, where art thou?" Adam, he knew right where. Adam's the one that didn't know where he was. I told somebody some time ago that God never had a bad day, and they tried to correct me, and they said, "Oh, but what about the day that Adam fell?" I said, "That wasn't a bad day for God. That was a bad day for Adam." Hallelujah. So we're in the 16th chapter of Matthew. 16th chapter of Matthew. And Jesus has just finished feeding a multitude of people. Miracles have happened. Incredible things that no man can do. The impossible things were taking place. He was teaching lessons, leading people forward so that they could come to a knowledge and a better understanding of the way of God through Jesus. Amen. And so he started asking the questions. Amen. Whom, verse 13, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Hallelujah. He already knew what they were saying. He knew what they were thinking, but there was a reason for the question. Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And he saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Who do you say that I am? Who am I to you? Amen. Let me ask you the question, who is Jesus to you today? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. The gates of hell, everybody say, the gates of hell shall not prevail. And I will give unto thee the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Everybody say, the keys. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. This was another way of Jesus teaching his followers. If you can come to know who I am for you, amen, there is not a door closed that you won't be able to open. And there's not a gate that will stand in your pathway that you won't be able to break down. Because the gates of hell will not prevail against this. I'm going to build a church. And I'm going to build it on the revelation of who Jesus is. Let's thank him right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Shake hands with two or three before you're seated and say, I am going to listen tonight. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. It's okay to praise the Lord while you listen. It's okay to shout hallelujah while you listen. When you hear it, it's okay to yell and raise those hands and clap those hands. Jump around a little bit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I want to hear your word tonight. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. I stood in the Boston airport some time ago in a long line, and there was a group of people there just waiting. You know how airports are, if you've ever been around these big airports in New York or Boston. How many of you have done some flying? You know how busy it can be in these places. And people are in a hurry, and people are going places, and people are some are running, and some have that look on their face, I'm not going to make it, I'm not going to make it. And you know, always on your way to the airport, if you've had a busy day and a busy schedule, you've got that traffic to deal with, and then after you get there, then you got those long lines to deal with, and now in the day that we live in, then you've got all the security stuff to deal with. So I was standing in the airport in Boston some time ago, waiting on my flight, just standing there in line, because I've learned you just have to be patient and live with these things and expect the worst. So I was just standing there in that Logan International Airport, and I heard the sound of something a little different than the ordinary. There were a group of people there, some of them running late, some of them in a hurry, looking at their watches, getting on their little cell phones and calling somebody, saying, it looks like I might miss this flight, and all that kind of stuff going on. But I heard a sound that was a little different than the ordinary. I heard some old country southerner in the crowd. At first, I didn't know where the sound was coming from, but this is what I heard in the middle of that big airport in Boston. Somebody help me! I don't know what to do! Can anybody help me? I don't know which plane to get on. I don't know what terminal means. And I finally saw the guy. He was just standing. He was a big old country boy with blue jeans and a leather jacket and big old muscles. He was a tough guy. Is there anybody, please, can help me? I'm from Arkansas. And I don't know nothing about this stuff. Now, the rest of those people stood in that line. Many of them are needing help, too. Many of them are needing some kind of attention, too. But you know who got all the attention that day? The one that didn't care what they thought. He was desperate enough. It was time to call for help. And wherever help was available, he wanted them to hear his voice. Hallelujah. There's a lot of people wanting to be a Christian today. There are a lot of people wanting to go to heaven today. There are a lot of people wanting to live right today. But sometimes in the middle of all this church business, there needs to be somebody that just says, hey, I need some help. I'm trying to get to heaven. And I found myself in a position I don't know what to do next. Hallelujah. Can anybody help me? Hallelujah. We're just pilgrims and strangers passing through this old confusing world. Somebody needs to rise up above the ordinary and find out where the answer really is in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus teaches us that Jesus is the way. That Jesus is the door. And he says, the gates of hell will not prevail against my church. And I'm building it on the revelation of who Jesus is. Oh yeah, Peter, small stone, but he's not building it upon Peter. But Peter was used in a mighty way. Hallelujah. There's a greater rock that's the foundation of this church. There is a greater stone that was hewn out of the mountain. There is a rock of ages that will last forever that stands the test of time. Nothing can destroy the church of the living God. And nothing can stop the people once they get their help in the name of the Lord. And sometimes we just need to raise our voices and don't just stand in line anymore. Hallelujah. Sometimes we need to realize the time is short and the flight's about to take off and I'm needing to go and I need some attention here. Call on the name of Jesus. He said, I am the door and I have set before you an open door. Amen. I am the way to get you there. Hallelujah. There is nothing you can get into that he can't get you out of. I have this little game I play with young people sometimes. We'll be sitting in a restaurant or something, and I'll draw on a piece of paper. I'll take a pencil in my hand, and I'll draw a gate on a piece of paper in the corner of it, and I'll draw a bunch of little pigs on the paper. And then I'll put a picture of a little man standing there with a club in his hand. And then I'll do that on three corners. I have a man with a club in his hand and a gate. And I leave one corner open. And all these little pigs. And I say to the child, now here are a bunch of little pigs. And they won't out. But they can't go this way because there's a man there with a club in his hand. And they can't go this way because there's a gate there also and a man with a club in his hand. And they can't go this way because there's a gate and a man with a club in his hand. So how are they going to get out? And almost every time the child will say, right there. And they put their finger in that spot and I take that pencil and I go, whack! No, there's a man with a club in his hand. They can't get out there either. But Jesus has left an opening where you can get out. We're not just little pigs. We're the sheep of his pasture. And it's not just a little game. Hey, you're looking for a way out? They that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The name of Jesus is a strong tower and the righteous runneth into it. And is safe. Does anybody know where I am? I don't know how to get where I'm going. You know, there comes a time when we had to graduate from Heavenly Father, I now beseech you. Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. There comes a time when the foundations are shaken. When our eyes come to the open understanding and our hearts come to realize, if I don't say something, if I don't do something, if I don't really do this with all my heart, I might get left behind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But upon this rock I'll build my church. You ought to be glad that you know who Jesus is. Who do you say that Jesus is? Is he just, as many try to tell us, a good prophet? Is he just a good man? Is he just another historical figure? Is he one of the persons in the Godhead? Is he just somebody that's good to have for a friend? Well, he is somebody good to have for a friend. But we need something more than a knowledge that he's there somewhere. Praise God. I'm going to tell you something Jesus did for me. One night I knelt down at an old-fashioned altar, and I didn't know how to get to where I was going. I was a sinner. I was lost. I was undone. I didn't really have any hope, and I didn't really deserve a chance because I had been a little bit mean, and I had been a little bit rough, and I had said things and done things that I knew I shouldn't have done. But when I started calling on the name of Jesus, when I started calling on the name of Jesus, a way was made for me to escape from my sins. A path was showed to me where I could go and get there right on time. Hallelujah! I remember the look on that southerner's face when people started gathering around him. Here came security people. Here came people that had been standing behind their desk. They left their desk. They left their computers.
And they came rushing to this desperate man with tears coming down his face. This big, tough man. And he was just bawling like a baby in the middle of Logan Airport. And a lot of people whispering, they were acting funny and saying, look at him. But he didn't care what they thought. Amen. He was going to do what he had to do because he had someplace to go and nothing was going to stop him. If we can just get that desperate and just that determined. I don't care what the devil puts in front of me. I don't care how many roadblocks there are out there. How many gates of hell try to keep me from going to heaven. Hallelujah! I know who I can call on. I know who I believed in. I know what He's able to do for me. He's not just a prophet. He's not just a historical figure. He's not just somebody I heard about. Hallelujah! I call on the one that can take me home. I call on the one that can make a way when there is no way. Praise Him tonight. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Who do you say that I am? He's my Holy Ghost. He's a way maker. He's a light when there's darkness all around. He's a ticket. Hallelujah! To first class! Hallelujah! I was late getting on one of those jets one time. I had one of those cheap tickets that you get on the internet, you know. Yeah. Try to get it, and yeah, I started out at $75. I always get turned down. I'm going to go to California and back for $75. Price line, you know. Might as well try anything I can try. All right, let's see if I can get there for $100. Amen. $125 maybe. Usually somewhere up about 150 or 200, you can find a deal somewhere. Some way you can get there. Amen. But those tickets, they only, you got to remember, you can't change anything. You got to stick with what you paid for. Amen. And I had one of those cheap tickets once. I had a cheap ticket. And I got one of these complicated messes. Snowstorm, ice storms, planes canceled, having to spend the night in Atlanta, having to spend the night in Philadelphia, and a cheap ticket. Missed a couple of planes with my cheap ticket. Had to change my ticket a couple of times. You talk about complicated. Sometimes it's better just to go ahead and pay the price. Trying to get by on something that's cheap. Thank God that you're one God, Jesus' name, apostolic. This is the way to go. This is first class. But I was in one of those situations with my cheap ticket. And I was asking people, what do I do? And they were acting like, you're not important. We're busy. Talk to somebody else. Hallelujah. Finally found somebody that was nice. It's easier to find them in Atlanta than it is in Philadelphia. I found somebody that was nice. Yeah. And that person said, well, said, I tell you what, I'll help. And that person took me to a little counter and said, there's something about you that makes me think that you're a man of God. And I said, do you like people who are people of God? I learned to use a little wisdom with some of these people. Not everybody that says that wants you to be a man of God. But it so happened that she had the Holy Ghost. She had the Holy Ghost. And you know what she did? She had ways to pull a few strings and make a way for me that the others seemingly didn't have. There was something about what she learned about my experience and who I knew that she used her experience and who she knows plus others that she knew and gave me a ticket
first class. My Lord.
I had my little computer with me. And I didn't really have a lot of stuff on it. It was new. But I ride in first class. Why not look like I'm important? So I just, I sat there. Nice first class cabin, big airplane. Opened my computer up like the others. It feels good to ride first class. Amen. Hey, look, if you know who Jesus is, if you know to call on Him, if you know that He can get you out of a jam, if you know that there's nothing can prevent you from going through, if you know that you know the way and you're going to make it and you have confidence, sure, people get sick. Sure, some things look bad. But the gates of hell will not prevent this church. Because God is building this church. The Lord is building this church. The gates of hell shall not prevail. I'm not talking about the Baptist church now. I'm not talking about the Presbyterian church. I'm not talking about the Catholic church. I'm not talking about any kind of atheist group. I'm talking about the gates of hell will not prevail against the Jesus name Revelation church. Hallelujah! There comes a time in our life when we need to thank God. I've been to the water, and I've been baptized. My soul got happy. And I'm satisfied. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I've been baptized just like the Bible says. Hallelujah! Just like the Bible says. Who you say Jesus is, if He is the way, if He is the truth, if He is the life, if He is the door, if He is the foundation of your church, if He is the revealer of the Word of God in your heart, if He is your Holy Ghost, you'll never have to stand in the middle of this world again and say, is there anybody to help me? Amen! Because Jesus will be with you. Jesus will be with you. Let's thank Him. Let's praise Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that we're blood bought. Thank you, Jesus, for Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus, we don't deny your name. Thank you, Lord, your name has been revealed to your people. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. One more thing I'd like to read. Amen. Amen. You can sit or stand. It's not going to be long either way. Amen. Appreciate all of you being here and listening to what I have to say. I'm just enjoying the fellowship. I'm just echoing what you heard all these years. Amen. And I wasn't here to listen to it, but I know you heard it. Amen. I know you're hearing it because I see what the Word has done. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus was writing through John in the book of Revelation to the churches. Amen. In the third chapter of Revelation, He said these words. Verse 5, He that overcometh. Everybody say, He that overcometh. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot his name out of the book of life. Hallelujah. He said in verse 7 to the angel of the church in Philadelphia. Hey, there's Philadelphia. Amen. But he's talking about a Jesus name church over in the Middle East. A Jesus name Holy Ghost. Baptizing in Jesus name Revelation Church. To the angel of the true church, write these things, saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key. Everybody say the key? You got a key. Don't you hate to come to a door that you need to get through and it's locked? You ain't got a key.
We got a lock on the back door of our church. It's crazy. You have to leave it turned a certain direction, or you're not going to get back in. And then we got this telephone, because we got a bunch of people that use the same phone. We use the answering machine most of the time to pick up the calls, but I get tired of answering everybody else's phone calls. And so most of the time, we just kind of ignore the phone when it rings and turn it down low, and then we'll go to it and check it out. I know it's not the best way to do it, but it's kind of the best way to not have a nervous breakdown for me. And so anyway, one night when it was cold, somebody had left the lock turned the wrong way. And here I am, the preacher. And my key won't work. Yeah. And I called, nobody would answer the phone. Standing out there. An hour goes by and I'm cold. Standing out in the cold. And I go to the phone. It rings. Nobody will answer the phone. I go back and I try my key. My key won't work. And you can't get into that building if your key won't work. I was cold. I was shivering. I finally gave up and decided I'm just going to sleep in the car. And I went and got in the car, but it was cold in the car, too. Then I decided there's got to be somebody that's going to answer that phone in there. But first I decided I'd try that key again. Wouldn't work. I went back to the phone. Nobody answered. It's a bad feeling. Get locked out of your own church. But you don't want to get locked out of God's church. Make sure you got a key to get in. Hallelujah. Finally, one of the brothers in the church heard the phone ringing. And he heard this little squeaky voice saying, Is anybody there? Let me in this, Brother Rutledge. These things said he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door. I have set before thee an open door. Jesus said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against my church that's built on the revelation of who Jesus is to you. He said, the gates of hell will not prevail against this. And then he goes on here and he says, and I've set before you, talking to the church now, I've set before my church an open door. That's just another way of God assuring his people. There ain't nothing you can get yourself into that you can't find a way out of. Hallelujah. Just keep on looking. Keep searching. Keep walking. Keep trusting. Keep believing. Amen. Somewhere there's going to be an opening and the Lord is going to bring you through. And all those other things that tried to stop your progress are just going to be left behind. I've set before you an open door. Sometimes doors are closed, but yet they're open, you know? They look like that you may not be able to make it. But try your key. The key of David. Jesus is your key. Now let's stand and praise him one more time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. His ear is open to a sincere heart. He's never too busy to hear you. There's no situation that you're going through right now that he's not going through it with you. He knows right where you are. He knows who you are. And he knows that you know who he is. And it's just a matter of walking on. It's just a matter of trusting him. It's just a matter of doing what you know to do. Being what he has called you to be. Look forward, don't look back. Be positive, have faith. One more thing while you're standing, and I'm about to go. I've told you about this lady before. Some of you didn't hear it. Her name was Sister Emerson. She broke her leg on our parking lot in our church down in Louisiana. A terrible break. The bones were almost coming through the skin. Her foot was turned off to the side. It was a broken, definitely a broken bone. I never forget the feeling of desperation, of feeling so helpless. But I was a Jesus name, Holy Ghost filled, child of God. And the desperate situation you might be in, if you're a Jesus name, Holy Ghost filled, child of God, is not anything that God can't bring you through it. Her children were unsaved. They thought it was a cult anyhow. This lady was a victorious child of God, had been living for God some 40 years. She believed that God could get her through any situation she'd get into. She broke that leg in a victory march. Amen. There came a moment in that time of desperation when it was just do it the way the Word says we can do it. Desperately, out of a sincere heart, I said, Jesus, help us. You don't have to scream. Can if you want to, but he hears the whisper of his child. Jesus, help us. When I reached down to touch her ankle, I did it in Jesus' name, and yet not I. There was something beyond me that touched that foot. There was some faith coming out of that lady lying there on that concrete slab. And there was something that was being released from the Almighty God. There was a door that was open and a key being used. And I believe I experienced the same thing that Peter and John experienced when they said to the cripple, rise up and walk in the name of Jesus. And I said the same words to Sister Emerson, rise up and walk in the name of Jesus. And I saw that old broken leg come back together, that foot straighten out. I saw her jump up like a little girl and go running through the parking lot. And she went around and around and went running through the church and up the steps of the church. And everybody was just shouting, hallelujah. Many of the people didn't even know what had happened. But she knew what had happened. She went to the microphone and she said, let me tell you people something. Out there on that parking lot, I broke my leg. And I think I broke my hip too. But I called on the name of Jesus. And she said, I'm okay. Hallelujah. We got a man here that's carrying a little bag around, and he's got a little condition. It's no more than a toothache in the eyes of God. Hallelujah! And you got a group of people here that are on a solid foundation. And many of you, raise your hand if you've ever been healed. Have you ever been healed? You ever had a miracle? Are you God's people? Do you know who Jesus is? Are you able to call on Him and get an answer? Praise Him! Praise Him! And watch Him do a miracle before your eyes. Hallelujah! Praise Him! Hallelujah! He's worthy to be praised. Oh. My Lord, my Lord. Hallelujah. Just think we get to heaven, we're going to have a time, right? Uh-huh. In the world, I used to hear that song, I could have danced all night. I'm going to dance all day with you people one of these days. We're going to have a shining good time. God bless you.